Your name is?
My name is Simcha Nadbon.
Yeah. And you came from?
I came from Poland, but I came to Tverska Yeshiva in Vilna. Uh-huh. And all the yeshivas in the time of the war.
Which war?
The last war.
Okay.
No war. So I came to Vilna. I came with other yeshivas, but in Vilna I joined Tverska Yeshiva.
What year was that?
This is 1939. Uh-huh.
Beginning of the war.
Beginning of the war. And all the yeshivas came in.
Yeah. What yeshiva did you come with to go there?
I went to Bialystok.
Uh-huh.
And then I switched yeshivas and I came to Tretzk.
Uh-huh. And Klecht had a branch in
there. All the yeshivas came to Vilna. If you know the Vilna, they
yeah.
still there.
Yeah.
So each yeshiva were not organized. I mean,
yeah.
this are the joint yeshiva.
Yeah.
I was a young bocher. Yeah. Must have been about 17,
yeah.
uh-huh. about this year, 16, 17. So the impression, I cannot tell you the history of Rabban,
right?
Because it's not for me to tell you.
No, just what you saw.
I'll tell you only what the impression that he made on me.
That's all I need.
The impression he made on me. I was a young boy who came, I knew in a yeshiva in the time of war. He, first of all, the warmth of for yeshiva, it was unbelievable. I felt I was talking to a father. Mm-hmm. He was a bohol about nothing but the yeshiva. So this alone made me feel right away that I belong in a different world.
Different world.
Now when I look backward and I see what type of person he was known in Poland that he was one of the youngest for yeshivas.
Mm-hmm.
But he was always the Rosh HaMedahol.
In Poland?
In Poland. Even in the time from the old Rosh Hashanah, he was older than him. Because he was a very much, this I'm not trying to tell you more.
No, I think.
So he was, but he had room for every individual Bohol. He was by him like, this is the only one that can be offered. This is the way he treated all the Bohol.
Mm-hmm.
And for the 2 years, almost 2 years, we were unmitted. So after Vilna, one if you know a little bit of the history there. So she went to Yanovi, this was a different Vilna was before Poland.
Yeah.
Yanovi was already in Lithuania.
Uh-huh.
So then she went a little to Yanovi. And then the yeshiva, the communists took over.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want any yeshivas in the big towns.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to go to small towns. A small town in Lithuania was not big enough to take in the whole yeshiva. It was a few hundred bochers.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to be divided in three little towns.
What were towns?
One was Salok, one was Ushat, and one was Dukst.
Mm-hmm.
And the yeshiva was in one town in Salok. The Mashgiach had another group.
Who was the Mashgiach?
It was a Rabbi Sechleit Melevich.
It's
a good word. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And the elder bochim, they went in a different town.
Mm-hmm.
So I was lucky, I was in the town in Salok where the Oshila was.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a terrible time because once the communists, especially the Jewish communists, they didn't want us to learn, they didn't want us to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave out a law that after 6 in the evening,
mm-hmm.
we're not allowed more than 10 people to come in one place together.
Mm-hmm.
You hear it? So you have to have a permit. I might be wrong, sir. So we have to have a permit to make a meeting. To be 10 more than 10 people.
Yeah.
So the second Seder on Yeshiva was, it couldn't be in this marriage all on the bottom together.
Mm-hmm. They used to send around police.
Yeah, there was really police. There was afraid, you know, if anything anybody does under the communists, this was a very dangerous thing.
It was
terrible. It was stupid. So the Oshiva made us pray Ashmuris in Yeshiva.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking. He knew what the communists are, and he had to talk in a way that not to offend anybody, but, you know, he understood what he was talking mm-hmm. about. So he was talking that. So we have to learn on each one on this, and the stanza, and the room. he has to learn where he is. With a few chaverim. So, but he says it's not possible to learn in the same way when you learn a yeshiva with chaverim. You can discuss the Gemara that you learn. It's only a few. You can have two, three, maybe sometimes two. So you can't learn the same thing. So you said that you have to learn the iyun as much as you can. But if you don't learn the iyun the way you can, it's difficult. Imagine that you can sit the whole evening and learn, but you don't learn it the way you cannot. You can reach. So this is biblical. This is the way he looked of learning. He was. He taught us how to learn what it means to learn. When you looked at him, you saw it. This event was here. And then when it came the time when the question is to apply for visas to wherever the visa they want to go out, if you have papers, you have possibilities, because the yeshivas were not, we're not going into the whole story about it. We're talking about it now. So I had papers, I had put them in America, they sent me affidavit, and the question was to apply or not apply to start with the Secret Service. But anyway, I applied. So the warmth, the Bergen kind, what he showed to each bocher was unbelievable. Unbelievable. You saw that for yourself, a person, this is more and more. He was a giant in everything. But you come to Abocha also, and this is the way I felt about towards him. I was lucky enough, to make the story short, I went out, I was the 5 years in Shanghai. This was when I got married in Shanghai by the end of the war. And I came to America after the war, so I came to make it. So I was there for another 2 years. So I saw the Obama at the south in Ripe, and I saw him in Lakewood. This was a different world here. When I came to Lakewood, it was the whole yeshiva in Ripe Kolo, maybe 35.
It was like 46, 47?
1946. And I was to 48. And I left was about 70, 80. So today we know what Lakewood is. But when you saw Obama, see, we still, I can't talk about any doing today. Moses said, I was a Kapshim bin Yochai, we also be Yochai. Why not? He also meant it really, they were serious, that's why I understand it. They also wanted to be, they said, Tore, only Tore, they also be Yochai. Why? Because they copied. Also, Kapshim. They didn't do it on their own. Kapshim was the one that. That he was the one that he couldn't live without it. This was Rabban. He was not, he didn't imitate anybody. You see them today, now, I don't want to talk. So you see they also corruption. Rabban was unique in every respect. He didn't exist for himself. Torah for him was, this was the main purpose in his life. Not even easy yeshiva. Not even easy yeshiva. There was in Israel, Pinchas Moy, so if I wanted to give money for Pinchas Moy or for yeshiva, so if he felt that time is more important, so he let him give for Pinchas Moy. Even if he wouldn't give for his yeshiva. Because he wanted to bring Torah in this world. And this is the way he worked here in America all these years. So this was about the way I saw him. Understand? Don't ask me questions.
When you came to America, what was the setup here? How was the yeshiva arranged?
What do you want to say about that?
What was the seder?
The yeshiva was a yeshiva the same thing that was in Europe.
I don't know what was in Europe
either. No, very yeshiva. You couldn't in the free, you come to Davin, and then you had the breakfast of this. It was like the Pargochen, it was like the kitchen there in yeshiva. So they went home. Then they came in the land, second Seder, then there was a second Seder. Moshe used to give shurim once a week or twice a week.
When did he come? What was his schedule? Yeshiva's schedule.
What do you mean his schedule?
I mean, he used to come from other, he was not in yeshiva all the time, right?
He wasn't davening in yeshiva.
No, the whole week.
The whole week. At that time, he was traveling. He had his apartment was in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to travel. He has apartment in yeshiva. And he used to, his wife, Edison, was in New York. He used to come for Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he stayed up for Shabbos too, in Mayfield. So he traveled back and forth because he had a lot of things to work, not for his yeshiva alone. Mm-hmm. The whole world was on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. But the yeshiva, when he came to yeshiva, he had a bocher, he knew exactly what each bocher was doing. He was interested in each personally. And on some bocher, we should do for him, so he was very much involved. They asked him, they went to him, he was the only one to talk to. But he was the friendliness.
Can you describe some incidents that would be characteristic of this?
Characteristic of this? This is a personal thing, so I don't want to...
I don't have the own. Explain what you saw.
This is not the old Boshiva. I mean, talking about the Boshiva. Personal thing for Boshiva, he had a sense of humor, and he was... He had a lot of things that you don't see that good in normal. But he was... I don't think Boshiva had a veil in the world between,
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was with respect to talk to him, the way I saw it. Mm-hmm. But he was, at the same time, he was with a lingo, with a young boho, who was a person like a father. Like, so he felt he talked to him like he can throw him in a left leash. When I came to America, New York, and I had to meet personal things that he was, I don't know she was. So it was the same thing, like I still was with you. The same discussion.
Okay, anything to describe what happened, what the shiur was like? The shiur?
The man shiur, I'll give you an example. The man was a shtif tere. And he was talking the same shiur, kolas moisa. He was jumping. He was talking with remarkable. In Europe, the Alta Brochen used to ask him by the shiur.
Uh-huh.
So he has discussion. Here in America, they were afraid to ask. But then, after the shiur, there were other things. We could talk 5-6 times with each broker, like to make him understand. If he got any questions, he was happy anybody came over to him.
But not during the shiur, they were afraid to interrupt.
Everybody asked him, he said, okay, answer him gladly. Mm-hmm. But that the herds was brilliant. I'm not talking about the regardless of Rabban,
it's
not like this. I'm not telling people that I saw Rabban, without people.
Oh, okay. Could you give a final statement, like a finish, a polish?
As I told you, he was a human being. He was a god, not, he didn't imitate. He was a god because he was a god.
But what he accomplished in America.
He accomplished in America, that is, you have to tell them, you can see it, but he comes from America. All the terror in America, but the yeshiva is clearly, the whole idea, this was about. This I heard somebody said, that there was a meeting in Malabatim, and they had to make money for the yeshiva, so one Malabos asked, why didn't we get clear?
Mm-hmm.
So one of them, so he said, because I said, Aquilo, in case you need a shechet, you need a vote. So you have where to go? So Baal said, what? This you need Aquilo? You need Aquilo, but should be Torah by you. This was the essence of his approach. Not because he needs, but even though the one who said it also didn't mean that exactly, but you figure he'll explain it, Aida, he wants to give money, you should know this is good, if you need a fellow.
So he wanted to explain it even when he, to collect for money for the yeshiva, he wanted that on
he
this?
He wanted that the Kollel is, there should be Torah, there should be Aida, we should know how to learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need a Kollel.
The learning has to be, but the guns to
Lishmo, there should be Lishmo, this is Lishmo, we need, that for that we need a Kollel, not because he can have a job later.
Mm-hmm.
This was about, in short.
Okay, thank you very much. Can I sit back? Yeah, yeah.
But I saw it. I didn't know what to do.
No, no, it's